Hey, Brooks.
It's Basement Buddies.
I'm John.
I'm Brooks.
And we're in the basement.
And yeah.
And we're buddies. We got our old buddy Josh here tonight.
Yeah, I'm back.
It's been a while.
Back in the hood. It's been about a year.
It's been a while.
Has it?
Oh, well, yeah, probably.
Maybe more. Probably more. Because
When did you move away?
Since I moved.
Yeah, your ban is over.
I moved in June.
You moved to Gresham.
Yeah,
a year?
Kinda. I'm still in Portland.
Yeah, across the street from Gresham.
Yeah.
Stone's throw, yeah.
You know what? I think you were moving the last time you came. You said, I'll never see you again.
It took a year.
But here you are.
Yeah. I've still been seeing your videos on YouTube or on Facebook.
He's all on TikTok now.
Well, today.
I thought you can't get that now.
Well,
I never got it. Did you already have to get it and then you can still use it?
I think they hashed it out. I think you can still get it.
I think Trump made a big deal about this thing so his buddy could buy it for a cheaper deal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, do
they
some things.
It.
Change
and then
it around.
And then they didn't quite make the deal, but since the deal's so sweet, made by our president to sell a company to another person, it's still here.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I just got off my 1 week ban.
Of Facebook.
Oh, you were banned?
I was.
I haven't even done that.
You haven't?
I've been kicked out of hundreds of groups, but I've never been actually banned.
You've never been kicked out? Like,
full on where I couldn't.
Suspended?
What'd you do?
I couldn't.
Turns out racial or religious discrimination is frowned on.
Hate speech.
Who did you hate?
You said stupid Christians.
I said dumb Christians.
Yeah, there you go, dude.
Pretty much every single one of my things. No, not cursing.
Well, you did the time before.
There was no nipples or nothing?
I've said fucking white people before as a comment.
That's fine.
Nope.
That's okay.
I thought being a white person, that was fine, but no.
It's not? We don't own that?
We can't say fucking white people.
I can't even say like you.
Pretty much it's just been discriminating against white people and religious and Christians.
There's zero tolerance for bigotry, dude.
Josh, do you ever see any like hate speech along those lines on the internet
from
anyone?
Yeah,
it's not allowed on the internet.
I thought they were all suspended.
Did you just do it on your regular page or through some other group?
No, it was on my regular page for
so that means
commenting
your,
on friends.
That means one of your friends.
That's what I said.
You.
Someone narked on you.
Someone doesn't. Someone
you got
does
one
not,
of these cousins or something that you're always fighting.
Someone does not enjoy
with.
Your hijinks.
So I'm
busting your balls.
Yeah, it's some family member for sure.
It's not fun. It's not fun anymore. I'm loving TikTok. I'm over there making dumb videos, talking with other dads.
I haven't even tried that.
Oh man, so I think you'd like it.
So there's discussion threads as well.
Yeah,
there's comments videos. On videos.
So there's you make a dumb video, and you get a whole bunch of people. Like the name of the game is comment. And then, like, it boosts the showing
visibility or whatever
of it.
People are going to see it. Yeah.
So I'm just, and what you like you either skip something or keep watching it, and then it just shows you more of what you like. So you'll probably end up with a whole bunch of terrible stuff. But
right.
Me, mine's just all goofball dads and moms saying silly things. So it can easily put you into the deepest, darkest part,
right.
Depending if you enjoy
right.
those types
I
of
would
things.
Probably end there,
furry videos.
Within a couple days.
Yeah. And for me, if it's like making me angry, I'm like, no, I don't want to see this. No, gross. Get away.
Yeah.
And then it just never shows me that stuff. So I'm in happy land.
You
over
swipe
there.
Right or something? Or you just
or
say,
sort of.
You
yeah.
know, like...
It's fun. It's just another fun, dumb thing for me to waste my time with for the next 6 months.
Like any social media thing.
Right.
In a year, people will have forgotten it and moved on to the next thing.
And I'll be king by then.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
be pretty sad when everybody
over
leaves.
The smoking ruins of TikTok, Brooks will stand.
I've had
palace.
Memories pop up on Facebook. I was like, damn it, I used to be way better at this. There's a lot more fun stuff happening. Like, I don't know if it's just the times now and I'm not as motivated. Like, there's not as many things that make me laugh. So
I think
I'm not putting it out there or something. But
also getting older, you know? You're just
I guess.
I kept my kids alive today. That's my great accomplishment.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, right? With all the smoke and shit.
Oh yeah, dude, it was brutal. Did you have any family out by the fire?
My sister lived in Malala,
Yeah, that got pretty scary.
We had to, she was already planning on moving that weekend, but they got the evacuation call, so we had to go in.
Right.
I got off work early and went right into the...
Did she go to level three?
Level two? They said you have to
get
leave.
Get the fuck out.
She lived right where, I think it's 211, 213 to 211.
Yeah.
And that's where you couldn't go past that.
Okay.
And she's like half a mile from there.
She's like, get the fuck out of here.
It was intense. It was really surreal driving like into it as, you know, everybody is trying to evacuate out.
Yeah.
And then just trying to find that if you went the wrong way, you'd get stuck in traffic for like 3, 4, 5 hours.
I know. I mean, it was brutal.
It was fucked up. So it ended up being okay for her. She moved into a third bedroom apartment. So we were huffing and puffing the smoky air.
So you
third story. Okay. Yeah. What did I say?
Third bedroom.
Yes. Third story.
Instead of
Josh showed up hammered. He's super drunk.
Yeah. Instead of
it's Sunday football fun day. I've been drinking all day.
Shit. Oh yeah.
So it was like she was going to move the coming weekend.
She was planning on it
anyways. And it was like, oh, fuck. Just grab it all now. Let's go.
Well, kind of more or less. She had to go get the keys, obviously, make sure it was okay to move in. But, yeah, kind of rushed. We got, you know, a bunch of trucks just showed up and threw it all in and got out of there. It was not awesome.
Did she come and stay with you guys?
No, she stayed. Well, yeah, she only moved to Milwaukee, which actually wasn't even all that much better as far as like.
Oh, she had her new place lined up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh, the fire's also moving toward Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't make it there, but.
I know Chris and Kirsten got put on. They were on level one, I think.
It was Antifa.
Yeah, it was
all Antifa.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of it was Antifa. Or was it Proud Boys? I can't remember.
They always go. Just
oh, yeah. By the way, Portland's overrun with Proud Boys.
Overrun.
I mean, I'm proud.
There was 200
and
of
a boy.
Them.
Now I can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That group. So
is that what it was? Okay.
There was 200.
I was multiple
more,
people.
More or less.
Probably more than 200 people told me yesterday that the Proud Boys were coming.
We're
to
coming.
Town.
Look out. They're coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And I was like, okay. Hopefully. And then Jamie was like, what happened with the Proud Boys? And I was like,
just a lot of gasoline was wasted.
I was, I assumed.
Oh, driving. Yeah.
I just assumed nothing happened because if something would have happened,
you would have heard about it.
You would have heard about something.
Yeah. Well, you're out on the road. You know, in the town, seeing the sights.
Yeah. How much? You don't spend much time actually downtown, do you?
No.
You're on the, what?
No. Does anybody?
There was.
I don't think anyone goes downtown.
No.
Good thing.
No, I got out of.
Good
I got
thing
out of,
you got out of that.
Oh shit! Yeah, you guys used to work down there.
I got out in October, and my wife got out in December, and then shit hit the fan in March.
Right, so before the quarantine. Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then good timing, man.
Yeah, we didn't know that. We both took a pay cut. We were just burnt out.
Yeah. Dealing with humans, they're the worst.
Oh, humans are kind of awful.
Yeah, they really are.
one day, as I was like getting off work. It was when all the protests downtown were first starting.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was super late. I was feeling like there was a little bit of traffic and there's two ways that I can drive back to the building. And one of them just brings me through downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's just see what happens. And I start driving down NATO and the road was blocked off and there was all these people in the middle of the street. And I was
going on.
I was like, oh, fuck. And I just did a U-turn like in the middle of the street and was like, no, nice. I'm not going that way. I don't want to get.
Ran away.
It would be hard to explain like to my boss.
Yeah.
Why did your truck get tipped over and caught on fire?
Well, it's got big flat sides. Well, it's easy to push.
Yeah, it is.
Top heavy.
I know that there was some sort of protest going on downtown, but I thought I'd take a look for myself.
Yeah.
In the rubbernecking. I did kind of the same thing. I think the only time I've been downtown in the last 6 months, I was actually going out to the beach and I just took the wrong turn and I went.
Oh,
down
shit.
Into
yeah.
it. And I was like, yeah, let's look at it. Let's check it out. And man, I'd been watching, so it wasn't too surprising.
Yeah.
But still, it was earlier in the day, so
that's,
I didn't get
that's
caught
been my
in anything, but it definitely was a little depressing walking around.
Because I can cut through downtown on my way home, and I do sometimes if like the bridges are all fucked up and or the freeways are fucked up,
mm-hmm.
and it's always been fine. It's, in fact, pretty fast because nobody's down there anymore.
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
But well, that's at, you know, 4 in the afternoon,
yeah.
not at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
It's a different story.
Right.
And we actually had some protesters run down our street because we're next to the East Portland precinct, our house
is. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting 2 months ago or so.
Was it, I mean, were the cops scared just, in any way? No, or the, was it just... It
the
was
cops just came and broke up the protest out front of their office, and they just dispersed them through, and they like pushed them down Stark and made them go down the side streets, and ours was just one of the side streets.
Oh, I see.
They weren't like rioting on our gravel road. Like, right. Down with minivans. They were like, hey guys.
Dragging their feet on the gravel.
I'm like, hey, you're like making potholes.
Well, that's what I've had friends that had, because they did that at the precinct on like Burnside as well, I think, too. Or,
yeah,
or,
yeah,
kind of went around. And,
right.
Yeah. And they were, you know, complaining because they were in there. But there's, I guess I figure if I'm just in my house,
yeah,
they're probably not gonna. Only if you, no. You'll get in trouble if you go out and cause trouble. You can go find it, but
oh sure,
you know what I mean. I
don't, they're not opening doors and pulling people out of beds.
You took down your Confederate flag out front, right?
I bought a Chevy truck and I put the one in there, and I decided,
park this into the garage until this all blows over.
You put on one of those flagpoles that go on the trailer hitch.
I actually did buy a Chevy truck, but
oh, you did, year,
yeah, with the old. With the COVID check, I was like, hey, free truck. Cool.
I know somebody else who bought a truck with that COVID money.
Yeah.
Did you guys get bigger checks than I got?
I got, married plus two kids equals whatever it was.
Yeah.
Three grand, 37, something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cheap truck. You could have got yourself a sweet Chevy. You know what? My buddy got a Ford F-150.
Oh, yeah? Who's your buddy?
A buddy, Dan.
Yeah, I figured. Wait, how many kids you got?
Two.
Oh, okay. I thought you said three for
you just have two.
You don't have any buddies.
I had another one.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be one next 2 weeks.
What's his birthday? Right around mine then, yeah?
14th.
14th?
Yeah.
That's mine too.
Oh, no shit.
I think we might have talked about that last time.
I don't think we did.
That's possible. I don't know.
Oh, well, it's an auspicious day to be born.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
My whole family, like my siblings and all the kids, all the grandkids, no one is born in October.
Really? We're the opposite. Like, we have a party every October to cover like the 8 people that are born.
Oh, okay. Birthdays. Yeah, we're all like spread across the summer.
Hmm. Winter is the time to fuck.
In my family, that is the tradition.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No summer fucking. None's allowed.
Too hot.
It's part of my religion.
Too hot and sweaty.
It's too hot. It's gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Cold. There we go. Well, you're just snuggling and, you know, just slips in.
All sticky already. Yeah.
Sticky from snuggling? I'm talking winter.
Yeah.
Okay. You sticky? You're sticky most of
the year. I'm sticky all year round.
I'm sticky all the time.
It's all that agave or honey that you... pretend doesn't have sugar in it.
I pour into my coffee in the morning and it just
rub it into your beard.
It seeps from my pores.
But you drink coffee with honey?
Maple syrup.
That's what it is.
Maple syrup?
Really?
What are you, Canadian?
Fuck yeah. I wish.
Or five?
About now, I wish I was.
Yeah, no kidding. I was talking to a customer of mine this week and he was trying to fly to Germany for work and they stopped him in San Francisco and they're like, nope.
He got that far, didn't realize that he couldn't go?
He got some paperwork from his company, and that was supposed to allow him to travel.
Uh-huh.
And he got to San Francisco and went to get on the international flight, and they were like, nope, this paper doesn't apply anymore. So, sorry, you can't go.
Send him back home?
Yep. Mm. Yep. He was also brown, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Okay. All right. Facts come out.
Sorry, Sridhar.
2-week ban.
Oh, yeah, for podcasts. Podcast jail?
Is there a podcast jail?
Oh, man. There can't be, right?
I hope not.
It's kind of like no holds barred.
Wait, is that why no one listens?
Oh, no.
You've been in jail
this whole time.
Since my last
appearance. Yeah, no shit, since Josh was here last.
So,
what?
Remember our bit of Brooks learns a little bit about history?
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring it back. You want to get rid of it.
I'm
trying to bring it back.
I'm very amused by it.
And this can be a listener mail-in segment. I'm taking suggestions for historical events. The first one is interesting.
So you read about it and then explain it to us.
I'm not going far enough to reading about it. I'm going to watch
Is he stealing drunk history?
Yeah, right basically.
Yeah? Okay.
This is dumb history. No,
Brooks. But this is dumb. I was sober when I watched two YouTube.
You're not even reading.
This is Brooks watches two YouTube clips to learn about something historical.
Perfect. All right, I love it.
And we got this suggestion from Canadian John, a.k.a.
Rob.
Rob. So the suggestion was the Pied Piper of Hamelin, the Pied Piper. Apparently, it's not only a children's fairy tale.
Right.
It really happened.
What's the story? Give us the overview.
The story is, this is a story that's being told. There was all these rats in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And the king was like, hey, we need to get all these rats. I'll give a whole bunch of money to get rid of these rats. This guy showed up, really colorful outfit, Pied Piper, played his flute, got all the rats out of there. And then the king was like, well, all the rats are gone. Why do I need to pay you now?
Right.
So then he played his flute again. He played his flute again and took all the children from the town. And then they all disappeared.
What, all the kids disappeared?
All the kids disappeared.
Forever?
And this was in, like, forever.
Oh, he didn't bring them back.
He never brought them back.
That was just punishment for getting
stiff.
Yeah,
he said, fuck you, I stole all your kids, except for, like, four of them.
What's he doing with all these kids?
The song was Baby Shark.
That would have worked on my kids.
What's Grandpa Shark say?
Come back.
Is that all you need to steal some kids now?
I mean, it works on my kids. Yeah.
And that was the fairy tale.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, this really happened. There's historical, or maybe this could be one of those things where this is a good suggestion, Rob, but we need something without a lot of fairy tale things behind it, because I had trouble finding information.
So the one time a listener writes something in, you're being shitty about it?
I'm sorry.
Very nice.
But
I feel like we should Wikipedia check him right now.
Nah, it's more fun to make fun of him.
That's why I do it. The best part is I'm not good at this at all.
Got it.
A whole town, all the kids disappeared.
Really?
And they had, like, records of it, like, and 100 years later, they put up some plaque that said, 100 years ago, all of our kids disappeared.
Like, how many kids are we talking? 100?
140 kids in some town.
Was it like...
So what do you think happened with these kids is what I'm asking you. It's too long ago for us to actually know.
It was probably something in the water that made everybody sick and kids being less resilient, maybe.
Yeah, disease. Is
kind of some disease.
But why? And then it's just 100 years later, they didn't have the internet back then or Facebook didn't exist. I'm not so sure.
Well, they had the internet. It was just really slow.
It was just really
super slow.
Like,
mm-hmm. And your mom always picked up the phone and screwed it up right in the middle of the download.
Mom, I was playing a game. Mom, I was learning what happened to those. I was just entering my Wikipedia about what happened to those kids. And the adults probably just made up some story about don't follow a guy playing a flute into the woods.
Right? Or it's, like the school burned down or something?
Yeah.
Like
someone maybe a church or something
they
burned?
They had schools back then?
I don't know. Did you say when?
It was like, said Hamelin.
It was in Germany. They had schools in 1284.
Oh, shit.
So really a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an Irish folklore about driving all the snakes from Ireland? Was that St. Patrick? That did that,
but
he didn't play a flute, did he?
You know, you're Irish.
We're looking at Josh like he knows. You worked at Kells, right?
Kells, so Irish
all
bar,
folklore.
Pub.
I just know what drunken soccer fan likes to eat on a Sunday morning.
And what is it?
Is there potatoes involved?
Hash, perhaps.
Yeah, Irish bacon and soda bread and whiskey.
What's Irish bacon? It's like that round cut bacon.
It's essentially Canadian bacon. It's just cured a little bit different.
I heard this. Hey, Rob, write in. Let me know. You know what they call Canadian bacon in Canada? They call it ham.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
It's the same. Yeah.
Okay. That's a little joke for you. Ah.
Do they have Hawaiian pizza with... Is that allowed
with
there?
With Canadian bacon?
I read the other day, maybe you can back me up, Josh, that Hawaiian pizza was invented by some kooky pizzeria here in Portland.
Oh, well, I don't know that.
They were famous... I forget what it's called, but they're famous for... Just doing like wacky ass pizzas, which sounds very Portland.
So is it?
And Hawaiian caught on for some reason.
Because it's pineapple and we're dumb.
Yeah.
And we just figure that's the only place it comes from.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean that flavor combination caught on.
Yeah.
Which I, for one, will defend Hawaiian pizza. I think is good.
Oh, I love it. I grew up four houses down from Round Table Pizza, and the Maui Zowie still is my favorite pizza.
Is that the Hawaiian,
trying to get you paid by Round Table.
Is that the Hawaiian, but with like...
like a spicy...
Yeah.
We are accepting sponsorships, especially from
spicy sauce and green onions and stuff. It's really good.
Mm.
But I'm also a big fan of the pineapple on pizza.
I know it's very hated by a lot of people.
I don't get... Yeah, those are simple people with shitty taste buds.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat. Look at me. I'll eat
anything.
That's true.
That's true.
Hey, you don't turn a lot away, do you, Josh?
It's like you show up and all the pepperoni's gone. Like we're going to turn our nose up to Hawaiian and be like, no, thank you.
Never.
Gross. This is for children. Goodbye. No, I'm going to go eat a salad.
Well, people fucking pick off the pineapple.
It still tastes like pineapple.
Yeah.
I once had pizza that had lamb.
Oh, yeah?
Lamb on it. And it was at Hot Lips Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the lamb had gone bad. And
was it bad?
Are you a fan of lamb?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of lamb.
Because lamb has...
Or is that just what it tastes like all the time?
Yeah.
It kind of has that.
And I tried to pick it off, and it just ruined the whole slice. But, I mean, I ate the slice, but I just didn't enjoy it.
I was mad about it.
Yeah, if you don't like
lamb... And I'll tell the story about how terrible it was forever. It's probably better that...
It was probably perfectly good lamb.
Yeah.
Kind of expensive. Yeah.
It was like 11 o'clock at night, and I think it was the last slice that they had.
Well, yeah. Possibly then. But lamb does have that...
distinct.
The game, a little slight gamey flavor.
Maybe if they put some pineapple on there, I would have been down.
There you go. Now we're talking... Or some maple syrup.
Yeah. Drizzle some maple syrup across the top of it. Mm.
So I think I've told this story before, but... Talking about not turning food away as a fat guy, I like this story about myself. I was in France and I went on these like touristy truffle hunt kind of thing. And you go to this farm and the farmer walks around his field and he digs up some truffles, you know? And I was with my first wife, her mom, and her sister. And after we go and get these truffles, the farmer like chops them up and cooks an omelet, like a big omelet for all the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And he serves them up. And for most of us, myself included, I'd never had truffles before, not like that. And I was like, man, these are fucking great. And you've probably eaten truffles, Josh. Mm-hmm. They're either you like them or you don't. They have a, like lamb, they have a distinct flavor. And if that's not your thing, you're not going to like truffles. So he's dishing up everybody, and a bunch of them didn't want it, you know. They were like, I'm good, you know, it's not for me. And he had a bunch left. And he's looking around the table, and he doesn't speak English. I don't speak French. And he just looks at me, and he's like, hey, mm-hmm. like, motions.
You,
like, you want the rest
of
this?
For me, right?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I'd like hang my head. I was like, I'll eat it. You know me so well, farmer.
It's better than going to waste.
And
right?
He just looks at me. He's like, this fat ass will eat these. Here you go. And I was like, you're right. Tears streaming down my face. But it's good. I would have ate more.
Right?
Yeah, truffles are great.
I've only had the truffle oil.
Sure.
Is it just...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that.
Like drizzled on some French fries.
Yeah, yeah. French fries. Truffle fries.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Truffle fries are good. I think it can be pretty overrated. People kind of lose their minds about it, but, you know, truffles are good.
Mm-hmm.
They're super tasty. Expensive.
Yeah.
And, yeah. He uses dogs. He said they don't use pigs.
To find them?
Yeah, because it's really difficult to train a pig not to just eat them.
Oh,
you know, pig's like, nah, fuck you, yeah, human. Fuck I'm going to eat these. Yeah. But a dog's so loyal, you can get him to spit him out.
Right. We got ourselves a puppy.
Oh, yeah.
A COVID dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
That's a lot of people did that.
Yeah, I believe it. We had it already set up to get it at the beginning of April. And it just so happened to be really good timing.
Cool.
You know, being stuck at home and whatnot. So. But she's like 3.5-4 pounds.
Aww.
She's a mix.
That's the full size?
Yeah. That's okay. It. Yeah. It's this big. Like
this big.
It's as big as my arm podcast. When I lay it down and she lays in my
smaller
arm.
Than a loaf of bread.
One. She poops smaller than my pinky. We'll say that.
Interesting.
It's kind of like poop. You step in it and you're like, nah, it's like, not.
That's not whatever. A big deal.
Or like the cat turds I step in
out of the yard or anything. Yeah.
They just
yeah, it's smaller than your cat turds. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm always taking my sandals off here and rolling my feet around on the carpet. I find a cat turd.
I started vacuuming down here, John.
I know. I appreciate it.
It does look cleaner than the last one.
Very nice.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So are you liking the dog? Is it was a good decision or?
Absolutely. It was, okay. Well, I think it was good for everybody. Like my wife's been home the whole time, you know, with the kids. It's good to give her kind of something else to do besides just them.
So she's not working now at all?
She is actually getting paid to be her mom's caretaker.
Oh, good. That's good.
So yeah, like I said, it worked out really well timing wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's great. It's nice to have a little, it's different kind of different energy in the house and
something else to do.
Something else to do.
And the kids, I'm sure, love the dog.
Kids, yeah. Kids love it.
Yeah. We had a dog visitor a while ago and the kids were losing their minds.
She's definitely like, she's a little dog. So she's got the little dog syndrome a little bit. She's a little yippy. She's not crazy. She's not too bad, but, sometimes she just gets, you can tell she wants to be so big and so mean and protect us. So I'm like, okay,
right.
We're safe. I promise. It's okay. You can't do anything.
So if like I walked in through the door, she'd bark at me and try to get me or
not necessarily. It's mostly like people walking by or cats or whatever. Yeah.
Well, they got to do something.
Yeah.
I'll feel bad for her. You said her?
Yeah.
I'll feel bad for her when you guys go back to work, kids go back to school. She's going to be like, where's all my friends?
Yeah.
Where's my pack?
Yeah.
That's always been my hesitation to get a dog is I'm going to have to be gone a lot and my wife's going to have to be gone.
Yeah.
You know, I'd feel bad for a dog being home all
for
alone
10 hours a day.
And then you get home and you don't want anything to do
with them. Well, what's funny is because I stayed home with my kids for like two years. And during that time, I thought, you know, this would be a good time to have a dog, but we were still renting and we weren't supposed to have one. We weren't supposed to have a cat either. Had that. But
you probably could have tamed one of the raccoons that lived under the house.
Yes. But knowing what I know now, I would have because I looked up the place after we left and they were renting it out and they said that you could. It was pet friendly now.
Like, oh, motherfuckers.
Sons of bitches.
Oh, wow. Like,
but yeah, it all worked out. We actually, my grandma got... our dog's brother. They're the same age.
Oh, fun.
Came out
from the
same,
litter.
Really
litter?
Good for her because she's been home by herself for all this. So,
I had a thought that came up the other day or last night. I was talking to Pete and Alex. You have, maybe you know this, Food Man.
Food Man.
I know. I've been out of the food game for a little while.
So, lamb.
I'm trying to answer.
Lamb meat. It's called mutton or older. Right, you have lamb and then mutton.
Right.
Based on the age of the sheep.
Right.
What's goat meat? You have goat and then goat or mutton? Does mutton work for goat?
I don't think goats are eaten that much.
Yeah, not in
it's
not
mostly
America.
Used for cheese and stuff like that, milk and whatnot.
I mean you can eat goat, absolutely.
Right, but I don't think like here we don't really
All right.
I don't know.
We haven't come up with
it. If only I could look this up on my own.
If only we had some sort of device.
I think you just call them goat.
Just goat meat.
If you're eating goat, you don't care about calling it something fancy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. It's like deer or elk or whatever. You're just eating.
Well, you call it venison if it's deer.
Yeah. Or just.
Yeah.
Isn't that younger?
I don't know. It's all complicated.
I don't know.
I'll look this up on my own time. I'm sorry. Yeah.
we're actually...
Good. This is great radio.
We're on the opposite side of Josh with his puppy. We have our dog's about to be 14.
Mm.
And still moving around and walking and pooping outside, which is good.
Them eyeballs are looking pretty white.
And their eyeballs looking pretty white. She's can't hear as well. And we're just like, when is this going to happen?
Is she grumpy? Is she like bitey because she can't see stuff or any of that?
If the kids like go and just pick her up, like maybe she's got weird little
lumps
on her body kind of. But so
hurt
I have those too.
Yeah.
But like, but if they pick her up, she'll like... squeal and yip and bite at them.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're just like, okay, this could happen anytime now at a dog like who's 14. It's
right.
Like, and do we want another dog immediately?
No.
Like, we'll probably be no dog for a couple years. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd never had, I had a rescue dog when I was like,
you got a puppy, right?
No, I'm saying like the only other dog that I've had, like there wasn't growing up, I got a rescue dog. And then my roommate at the time had these shitty dogs that ended up busting a hole in the fence and my dog ran off and I never had it. So I only had a dog for less than a year, really. So I didn't have any experience.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So, but it's, I see why people, like, I almost kind of thought that I was a cat person. I'm like, cool, the cat. I just pet it whenever I want to, and it walks away and does its own shit. But,
right.
But dogs do look at you with, like, the, you know, like, what do we
do? Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, dog 100% loves you.
It's a different, oh, it's yeah. a different
cats
thing.
Cats do not love you.
Cats don't give a shit. No. Yeah. Which I kind of respect, and I still kind of think I like cats, because uh-huh. they're just like, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. I might leave one day. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Actually, I had three cats when I moved into my house, and they slowly wandered away, and I'm like, I know this is bad, but I let my cats outside,
yeah.
inside, outside cats.
John, it's not bad. Only person that cares about this is you.
No, people no. fucking care about
oh,
that.
Oh, no, dude. No, no. Yeah, you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
Go yeah. You go do a little history research on that one. There's some angry yeah, look, cat. Yeah. There's some angry cat ladies that are not, well, they're you bad for the environment.
And they're bad for birds. Yep. They kill a lot of
they
birds.
They do kill yep. a lot of birds, but I thought.
And it's bad for the cats because they get run over by cars mm-hmm. or they
see,
scratch.
See, that I don't care too much because I feel like they live happier lives, though. Like, they're out doing
that's
what they want
to
do.
That's always been my argument.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if they don't come back, they don't come back.
But then
and
you don't have to put it to sleep because it just...
It just goes away.
Just died one day. Mm-hmm.
And that happened yeah. to two of my cats.
Yeah, that's what...
And actually, the third one was gone for like 2 months. And we're like, well, I guess that's it. And she came back and she had a lump on her back. Apparently, probably some kind old lady grabbed her, took her to the vet, paid for an operation... And then as soon as she could, she escaped and came back to my house because she came back and she had like stitches on her back.
That's perfect.
And I was like, oh, cool.
Perfect system.
Yeah. But my perspective on pets is a little different because I grew up out in the country, as mm-hmm. I've said many times. And every animal we own lived outside. You didn't have animals in the house.
Yeah.
And they had places to sleep and they were always safe out there.
Cat boxes are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Man.
So we had 5 cats. We had 3 dogs. We had 2 horses, you know, and it wasn't ever this big burden because they were just outside. You only had to feed them. And that's it. You don't have to worry about them in the house. Right. They go and do their own thing all day long and
just shit in the neighbors. You know?
Yeah. Who cares?
We had during when it was smoky, we were trying really hard, obviously, to keep the smoke out. Teresa was really struggling.
Yeah.
Asthma.
Oh, man.
And so we were trying not to, like, what do we do with the dog? So we actually just set up, like, the little puppy pad thing
oh, right.
in the bathroom. She was going to the bathroom the whole time. It was
you're
awesome.
Like, you're like, this like, is actually
we
better.
Just do this. Yeah. This is great.
And Foster's in there just whizzing all over it.
Yeah, right. He makes more of a mess in the bathroom than the dog for 100%.
That's fun.
We just I got 2 cats, and one of them, come dinner time, one of them pushes the other one out of the way and just eats their food.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed that black one, Sassy, has been getting really thin lately.
Right.
So I'm like, and just kind of like laying around more.
Right.
And so I'm like, maybe we should separate them and try and plump up. So we've been like feeding them separately
mm-hmm.
and she's much, much fatter now and is actually doing cat stuff.
Right.
Like she used to just lay around looking sad all the time. So apparently we were slowly killing our
starving
cat.
Starving her.
Well, you weren't. Your other cat was.
Yeah. And now that cat is like, what the fuck?
Second dinner?
Where's my 2 dinners?
That's right. That's what I've been doing to Tanya for
Is that why
years.
She's getting thinner?
She's so thin. We got to eat, and I push her bowl, you know, out of the way.
Oh, you had 2 bites. I'll take the rest of that.
Oh, for sure. Poor woman.
Shit, is that what my wife's doing to me?
No, she's feeding you. She's got a feeding fetish. That's a thing.
If only.
If only. All right, boys. I got a
things.
49 great questions.
Super Antonio. Send us
49ers won today, by the way.
Great questions.
What?
The 49ers.
The 49ers won today.
49ers.
Oh,
great
good job,
questions.
49ers.
Oh, that's not what we're talking about?
Good job, San Francisco.
The 49ers. I almost did a little research on the Donner Party. I'll save that for next week.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a fun story.
Don't talk about it. I don't know.
Okay. They ate each other.
Oh, whoa. Fuck, spoilers.
Okay. Question 35.
Cut this out.
What is the best animated movie you have ever seen? Or, alternate question, what animated movie have you seen the most? Is it Frozen?
The most, Josh? Actually, like, if I consider as a kid myself and then now, it'd probably be Little Mermaid.
Okay, yeah. Good answer.
Maybe Lion King, but we don't really watch that as much now.
I was more of an Aladdin kid.
Oh,
I love the shit out of Aladdin.
My favorite, though, honestly, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay.
Good answer. Holy shit, that movie is incredible.
As a kid, Five Tales was one of my favorites. Yeah. That might have been the first movie I saw in the theater. Actually.
Oh, okay. That's probably about right.
So, has a special place in my life. But yeah, Into the Spider-Verse was great. As soon as it was over, I'm like, we're going to totally rent that. I'm going to watch that. I got to see that.
I had zero expectations going in. I thought the title was really dumb. I was like, what is this dorky shit?
Totally. Same thing.
And I was the same way. I was like blown away and I was like emotional about it. I was like,
it was great. Yeah. I proceeded to listen to the soundtrack every day for a year.
Oh, right. Yep.
Oh, yeah. The soundtrack.
Good job, Post Malone and Swan Lee.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's such a,
That was like the hit music of 2019.
It was, Spotify does the thing, it'll like give you like what you listen to for the year. Like 4 out of my top 10 were from that.
Yeah.
And I listen to music all day, every day, but the kids took over my playlist.
That's what they were having.
Play Spider-Verse. And you're like, fine. Like,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm never sad about
it. But I always liked the riot song, the Who in Here Want to Start a Riot. And they're like, no, Post Malone.
Oh,
like, no,
all right.
I want to get fucking down. Let's get crazy.
I've talked about this before, but I'm a big Miyazaki fan. I really like, Spirited Away,
mm-hmm.
Totoro, which I've seen too many times. And I think Howl's Moving Castle is up there. That's a great, great movie.
I haven't seen that one.
I'm always down to watch it.
We just watched Princess Mononoke recently.
That one's really good. It's a little too scary for my kids.
It's a little intense. They haven't seen it. They haven't seen it.
They have. Yeah. They have.
Yeah. The very opening scene.
There's like this demon boar, and he's like covered in slime worms, and he's like shooting them in with arrows. I was like, this is badass.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
I think that would scare one of my children.
Yeah, it's intense, but I mean, it's fine the rest of the movie. Well,
that one's definitely, I think it's PG-13. It's definitely.
Yeah, it's a little older, but Totoro is very PG or very G.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. Those movies really do it for me.
I've talked about this a bunch, but Toy Story 3. I liked the movie. It was spy breakout. Toy Story. What was the one they're breaking out of the preschool?
That's three.
And then at the end, they get brought to the dump and
the incinerator.
They think they're going to get burned.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's intense as fuck for a little kids movie.
Watch these toys accept their death.
They just all stop, hold hands, and are just like closing their eyes and just
and
ready.
And Woody's like holding what's his horse? Buster, whatever the fuck. He's like, it's okay.
It's
calm
okay.
down. Accept death.
Accept it. And they did.
Yeah.
But then they got saved.
The claw.
Yeah, the claw. They showed that at the school. Like, I don't know, our kids' kindergarten or first grade year.
Yeah.
What?
And I remember, and I don't think I had seen it. Like, if I had, I just like thrown it on in the background or something.
Right.
And so, you know, in the auditorium full of kids in this scene where they're all about to die, I was like, this is a little intense. And I noticed a couple parents like, wow, what is this? Like, I don't know. I don't think anybody knew what they were getting into. At least some people. It looked like the crew like that doesn't have, you know, we don't watch TV or something.
Right? Oh, right. We try to limit our screen time.
Right.
We just watch one movie a month at the school and that's it.
Yeah, and this is it. And now my kids are traumatized.
I have no context for this. They've never seen any other Toy Story movie.
Did I tell you about the Karen I ran into on TikTok?
A Karen in the wild?
A TikTok Karen.
Oh, no.
So,
do you know about Karens, Josh?
Oh. I have an Aunt Karen.
That's the new shorthand for a pain in the ass woman.
Oh, I'm fully aware.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
She is. She lives by her name.
My Aunt Karen is a wonderful person.
But
he's winking a lot.
So I made a TikTok where I come down and show my hiding spot for my candy inside of that Nintendo over there.
Sure, yeah, classic.
And it was like, it's getting harder. The thing was, it's getting harder to hide my candy now that my kids are getting older because they can find it. And then this, I don't think you should hide your candy. Any candy you have, your children should also have the same amount of candy because it's, you know, something unhealthy. You can't have more than them after there shouldn't be secrets in your household, pretty much.
So my kids should have had six beers today?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
If you're going to be drinking beers, your kids need
to have Foster.
Yeah. You're slowing down there, buddy. You got to catch up.
I can't. Daddy needs this.
Daddy needs another one. I'm sorry, boy. But I was like, I went back and forth with this person nicely. Like, so my kid just
right. as you're known like, to be like online
my kid just found out that after getting kicked off, this was while I was
on probation from Facebook jail. Perfect.
So you're already mad at social media.
I said my kid found out I watch TV after they go to bed. Just the like Daniel walked out and he was like, wait, you guys are watching TV out here?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you guys go to sleep when we go to sleep. No, sorry, dude. We watch a lot of TV.
My kids just finally figured that out recently, too. I was like, wait, why can't we stay up? Like, no, this is our time. This is our time down here.
So I say, hey, do you not watch TV when your kids are asleep? Like, to keep it fair. Mm-hmm. And the person's response was, I don't watch TV when my kids are watching TV. I don't watch their stuff, and then I get the equal amount of time when they go to bed.
Okay.
What the fuck? Well, come on.
You should have said, so do your kids watch
so
as much
TikTok?
You track
of what they're watching? Then?
Nope.
You don't care what your kids are watching?
You plug your ears and close your eyes and run out of the room. And
here you go, Billy. Clockwork Orange. See you in a couple hours.
What a weird thing to regurgitate to.
Hey, you should have said, does your kid watch TikTok? Because they fucking shouldn't.
Oh, shit.
Although, it is pretty clean. You know, they monitor it pretty heavily.
I thought there's a lot of unclean on there. Isn't that like part of the controversy?
Not what I'm finding.
No, I think you're listening too much to your Aunt Karen talking about TikTok. Don't listen to her.
I have two TVs in my living room for football now, so I put Fox News on one and CNN on the other.
Oh, that's good. So it evens out
in the middle. Yeah, exactly.
And if you stand just right, you can't see anything because they just cancel each other out.
Exactly.
Because they're interfering wavelengths.
Oh.
That's science. Science for you.
Don't cross the streams.
Oh, speaking of science, my sister dropped by with her kids to visit my lab at work. And I showed them around and taught them all kinds of science.
Sciencey stuff.
Yeah. So now they're like high school level, I think.
That was
for all it takes is a little short one day session.
Yeah, I'll show them.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was cool. It's always fun to have people over. I showed Brooks around my lab one time. And you remember everything.
I walked in there.
Uh-huh.
First, we walked through a room that was completely empty. I think you were redoing the floors in that room at the time.
Yeah.
So there was nothing in that room.
Yeah.
And there was another room with a whole bunch of boxes and stuff stacked up in it from the first room, I assume.
Yeah, they're still there.
And there was some metal stuff in there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then we went into another room.
Uh-huh.
And there was like these big old things that looked like white filing cabinets.
Sure.
And you...
They're
and
purple.
Was like,
they're purple filing cabinets.
And then...
It's just like white.
Yep.
Same.
And then you said sciencey stuff happens in these things.
Yeah.
And then
these are science boxes.
And then that's all I learned.
That's good. Perfect.
That's your house?
That's my work.
Oh.
Yeah, I've still been going into work. I only work with one other human, my boss.
Yeah.
We have a third guy and he stays at home. He can do some remote work. So even through all the quarantine, we haven't been concerned about it.
Yeah, right.
You know, we keep our we're not kissing anymore, so it's okay.
Damn it.
So no bonus this year.
No.
Christmas time.
No bone us this year. But my wife has been working from home, which has been difficult, but making it work, you know. We set up a little office in our basement. She stays down there, and we got a nanny to keep an eye on the kids so she can actually
get work done. Work, yeah.
Because it's not possible otherwise.
Yeah.
Especially with the baby. And that's been working out really well. She's this young kid. She does a really good job. The kids really like her. And we work her 4 days a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom and my sister have done quite a bit of
nanny work.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever get rid of her.
That's why, what made being, when I was staying home, it made it a lot easier because there was other kids to go hang out with. Like,
okay.
I don't know, being a stay-at-home dad, it's hard to go find like who I can go hang out with or whatever.
Hello, exactly. Adult woman. How are you doing?
Talk to your wife because she insisted on talking to me because she talks to everybody.
That was the thing she's missing most about school being whatever.
Isn't talking to everybody.
Is walking around on the playground talking to all the parents.
Yep.
Yeah.
And chit-chatting. Yeah. That's like...
Because I was terrible at talking to anybody. And like, she wouldn't let me be terrible.
Oh, there's Josh over there. I'm going to talk to him. Exactly. Josh is like, I'm really stoned right now. I hope nobody talks to me. I'm tripping balls.
Never walked into the school tripping balls. No.
We'll cut this out.
Cut this out. Well, while we're cutting stuff out, I got some edibles. I'm trying to figure out how marijuana works. All right.
So
I'm way
taking like 3 or 4 marijuanas at a time, or
I'm way out of practice. I used to take marijuanas back in the day.
Yeah.
But now I'm an old man. I don't know how to do it anymore. And everything's changed.
So the worst case scenario is you just take a nap, whatever you take.
Right.
So that's, you just got to start like, you know,
but your way up. I have these adult candies and I bought three different flavors. I thought they were three different kinds. There was CBD half and half, and THC's.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, eating one or two willy-nilly for 2 weeks, trying to like figure out my dose.
Scientific experiment.
And I'm like, what? All over the fucking place. And I was like, man, what's going on?
They were all the same brand?
Yeah, they're the same brand, different flavors, different doses.
Yeah.
Or different types.
Yeah.
So like one night I'd eat two CBD ones, and I'm like, okay, this doesn't do anything. And then next night I was like, well, let me try a different flavor. And I eat two of those, and they were THC. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, so you didn't know. Know beforehand? That
yeah, because I'm dumb. And then after like 2 weeks, I started looking at the package. I go, I see.
Yeah.
That explains my inconsistent dosage.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I've since kind of lost my enthusiasm for it.
Well, yeah. I've actually been, well, I mean, since I'm making.
It's just not really for me.
I make them. Yeah, it is like, especially with kids.
Yeah.
You don't want to get to the point where you're not functional. But like if I, because I generally just kind of smoke and I hit my pen.
Yeah.
And I can just hit it and I'll be fine and I'm whatever.
Well,
just
you're experienced.
Chill me down a little bit and then go play with Legos or do whatever.
Right.
But edibles are so much more like, you know, in your body, like you feel your
you think body more. Because it's not how I remember it.
Or I just feel like it, I don't know, at least edibles. I generally want edibles when I know I'm just going to chill and watch a movie or whatever.
And there's
Or like camping or something like that if I'm doing something. But
yeah, it's definitely harder when you have kids because you're like, well, I can't be out of control.
You got to find the point. Yeah.
Just want to be cool. You know,
since I make CBD, I've been using it and giving it to people, especially now, honestly, a lot of my family have really taken to it because it helps them sleep. Cause a lot of people are having issues with sleeping now because their schedules are all fucked up.
And
worried and all that other stuff. But I do
find
it.
What are they worried about? Well, yeah. Just, what's the stress?
You know, normal, just normal shit. Cats peeing on your carpet. You know?
I found out now as an adult that apparently I'm really lucky with sleeping because I've never had a problem going to bed. And people are like, oh, I toss and turn for like 2 hours. I'm like, what? Oh, I didn't realize
my
that
problem
was a problem.
Is just that I'll get like 6 hours regardless of when I go to bed.
Sure.
So
yeah.
If I go to bed, if I fall asleep too early, then I'm going to wake up at, you know.
Oh, too early?
If I just like fall asleep watching a show or something, at, like put the kids to bed, fall asleep at 9, I'm going to wake up at 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll just wake up.
Oh. That's
my thing. But if I've been using CBD and I will sleep a lot better and through the night.
I thought that was pear wine and it was liquor.
Perfect.
That spiced... finally finished off the holiday spice liquor.
Oh,
just in time for Christmas for the next batch.
When did we?
Alex gave it to us.
Alex gave that because it was on sale
after
the holidays.
Yeah. So we've had about 9 months.
There we go. Damn. I told you you didn't have to have it.
Don't tell me what to do. Do whatever
and
I want.
I told you so you would drink it.
I'll show you.
Reverse psychology, John, always works on you.
So I got enlisted to do some demolition work at my mom's house. She's got this old linoleum floor in her bathroom, and she was hiring someone to refloor it, redo the linoleum. And he goes, this is like asbestos, maybe. I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
And she's like, ring, ring, ring.
Seedlings. It's in floors, flooring.
They used to make there's like floors. A backing on the linoleum that's asbestos. It's not like it's particularly probably dangerous, but you know, he's a licensed flooringist.
What'd you do with it?
It's sitting in the back of her truck right now.
Perfect.
We're not sure what to do with it.
Take it out to your dumpster.
He's gonna drive around and like, spread it around.
Yeah, just shake it around the
maybe
environment.
It blocks COVID. Who knows?
Who knows? Ooh. It could be the answer. I'm feeling pretty healthy. Anyway, so my brother-in-law Ryan and I went out there. He actually knows what he's doing. I'm just there to, you know, swing a hammer. Mm-hmm. And we tear it up, and turns out there's a bunch of rotten wood underneath.
From the leaky tub?
There was a leaky roof 20 years ago.
Oh.
And leaked for a long time, and they finally fixed the roof, but turns out, like, in the wall and underneath the floor and in the subfloor and in the beam that the house is sitting on, there's ton
like
of
the
rot.
Main beam?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Just a chunk of it, you know, there's like a 4-foot chunk that's just mush, you know, the wood's completely.
Was it still wet, or was it was all just rotted?
Well,
dry rot?
Dry rot, mostly. There's still quite a bit of moisture. She only noticed it because there was a leaky faucet. And we're like, oh, okay, you know, leaky faucet, how much damage can you do? Oh, turns out there was a way bigger leak for way longer that we didn't know about. Mm. And so we spent all day yesterday tearing out flooring and ripping up boards and cutting off drywall that had a bunch of black mold and shit on it.
Oh, fun.
So now it turned into a five-hour project turned into like a five-month project.
Yeah.
Does she have two bathrooms?
She has two bathrooms, okay. Luckily.
So just close that one off and just never go in there forever, right?
Probably. That's
duct
the Brooke
tape
solution.
Over the, I mean, who needs to use that other bathroom? It's just her.
Well, it's attached to the master bathroom or the master bed. So she's like, I'm not going to walk down the hall and use the bathroom. Mm.
So she probably has like a chamber pot that she uses.
I told her we could get her a bedpan.
Chamber pot.
Oh, and another fun thing, totally unrelated chamber pots. We went to the pumpkin patch today.
Yeah,
you
can shit in a pumpkin.
It's September, isn't it?
Yeah, close September? Enough.
Kids don't know what month it is.
We like to go early because the weather will be nice.
Mm.
And yeah, and the pumpkin selection is
Where'd
choice.
You go?
There's this place up in Vancouver we really like called BZ Farms. The guy's name is like Ben Zimmerman or something or other. Brian Zimmerman. And anyway, it's not too far. And you pay, it's like $10 to get in. That includes your pumpkin and all the shit you want to do in there. They don't like piecemeal it out, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because like the ones on Soviet Island are
expensive. They're like, $3 for the corn maze. Yeah. Nah, it's all just included. So you don't have to fucking worry about it. And they have like a little petting area. You can pet all the animals. You can play with, there's like a corn grinder and an apple press. And there's a corn maze. There's a pumpkin catapult.
Ooh.
And then they take out a tractor out and you can pick out your pumpkin. You get one pumpkin per person for free.
And that's the $10.
That's included. That's any awesome. Size pumpkin you want. You can go get the biggest fucking one you want. They don't care.
Shit.
And then that's about it. They were missing a few things. They used to have like a big pit of corn you could roll around in. I don't know. Kid stuff.
Like a sandbox, but corn?
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't do that because
COVID, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. How different is it from past years?
Yeah, so I
mean,
think they
still
got
super early.
What
so
do you mean?
I wouldn't expect it to be. I wouldn't expect it to be really busy there.
Yeah.
No, it's early in the season. But I think they got like a list of rules to follow because they were being probably overcautious, which is fine. I like that. They limit how many people can be there. They have a scheduled entry. You have to buy your tickets beforehand. They got rid of like the corn pit I was talking about and a couple other little things that had, you know, like a communal thing everybody was touching. They got rid of that stuff.
So they have everybody coming at different increments.
Yeah. So like we had an 11 o'clock entry and then they have about 200 people in at a time. So they have way less than they used to. Because before it was just, you know, however many people we can jam in here, it's fine. And so, and you have to wear a mask while you're in there. And it's all outside.
Outside?
Yeah. I mean, you're still walking around. There's people nearby.
Yeah.
You know.
If you do that, like, have you gone to the beach or hiking or anything?
We
saw this. Like,
we went to the beach a couple weeks ago.
Did you wear a mask when you did that?
No.
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 At the beach, like on the beach?
I'm not judging you. I'm just curious. Like,
you can judge me. I don't give a shit. No, we're fairly casual. We're probably medium, you know. Yeah. We go to the grocery store. One person goes to the grocery store. She wears a mask.
Yeah.
We wash our hands when we get home. You know, we don't go anywhere or do anything. We haven't gone to parks. We went to one park once.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
You son of a bitch.
My kids had a great fucking time.
Yeah, we've gone hiking. I found parks to do that, but we haven't gone.
We walk around the neighborhood and feed the, there's some chickens that our neighbors have. That's pretty fun.
It's fun. We went to, I've actually gone to the beach more this year than like ever, like as far as how many times throughout the year.
Yeah.
And, but a couple of the times is about the busiest I've ever seen it. We go out to Oceanside, which is, you know, it's gradually gotten more popular since my family's been going out there.
Okay.
Your parents have a house over there?
Yeah, my grandma has a house there.
Where's Oceanside?
It's just west of Tillamook, like 15 minutes west. Tillamook, Cape Lookout, Neatarts.
Before you get to Garibaldi?
I don't think you're supposed to say that word anymore.
Neatarts?
Oh, Neatart. That's fine.
Are they Neatarted? Sorry.
Oh. Mm. No, that's fine.
That's fine. We'll allow it.
Cut that part out.
Double it.
Yeah, leave it in. Double it.
But anyways, yeah, so, you know, we didn't wear masks going down there. It's the beach, right? You have wide open spaces and whatnot. But there's like, we didn't go to where the parking lot was. We kind of went to the side of the road and walked down, you know. And walking up, though, on the 3rd of July, the day before, it was a fucking madhouse. I felt like walking through, it was like walking through a gauntlet of people like to get out of there. I'm like, you guys are, can you not all come here right now, all at the same time? But
I've hit a new phase of this quarantine-y thing where I've been like super, like I just go to work and I come home and then I just hang out at home.
Yeah.
And whenever I go places, I wear a mask and I'm wearing a mask when I'm around people at work.
Right.
Except for when it was super smoky, I actually had to wear a real mask, which was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Not a fake.
Because you couldn't breathe for shit, right?
Yeah. It was like FedEx took the day off. Amazon took the day off in the super smoke.
Just one day off? Just one out of the
Amazon
whole week?
Took like a whole week off. Yeah. But what they did is they just gave us all this stuff to deliver.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, we could take. So I was talking to an Amazon guy who was complaining about not being able to work, but I just had all of his work in my truck that day or that whole week, and I was working till 11 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
But I've hit a new phase where I'm like, what's the point? What's the point of this? Why, I'm doing the thing, I'm looking out, I'm seeing all these people just casually walking down the street, and then I'm like, oh, well.
It's pretty discouraging.
Luckily, I like my house, and, you know, TikTok's keeping me pretty busy.
Work keeps you pretty busy. It is very discouraging because, you know, the solution is everyone wears a mask, not some people wear a mask. And, I'm sure you guys seen it a million times, there's fucking doofuses with the mask around their chin.
Oh, yeah.
You go, whoop.
Hey, now, did I do it?
No, that's me. You go, what are you even fucking doing?
Or the nose?
Yeah, what's the point? Like, just don't wear it.
Just don't wear it.
Just don't wear it then. Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I guess maybe that lets you know, like, to really stay away from that guy.
Right, that guy's an idiot.
That guy's a complete moron, stay away. I do kind of enjoy that, like, I feel like it's easier now to get around a busy grocery store because everybody's, you know. Tries to get out of the way.
I'm not allowed to go anymore.
I don't.
The wife goes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See, I'm the guy that usually does that.
Well, she doesn't ever get to leave the house.
Oh.
She works from home. She's got to watch these fucking kids all the goddamn time.
I see. It's her escape.
It's one of them.
See,
yeah.
I did.
She doesn't get enough.
So the 5 days I was home, I was home for over a week for the smoke, but there was a 5 day period where I didn't leave the house either. Like, we were all just there. And that's the longest since this whole shit started that I hadn't left. I was starting to lose my shit. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I got to get out.
I get to go to work and it's like, it's quiet there. Yep. I can just drink coffee in peace and I just do my work. And I have a kid crawling on me. And, it's awful.
Maybe if Tanya could set up an office, like, in the neighbor's house.
That would be ideal, for sure.
Those old folks next door.
It's working well in the basement. The kids have gotten used to it, and she doesn't have to come up very often, you know, maybe once a day. You know, so it's okay. It's just, you know, it sucks. It wears you down. Yeah. That's the thing with kids. It's persistent.
Yep.
It's not like, oh, taking care of a kid for an hour is hard. Anyone can do that.
Right.
Taking care of a kid for 20 hours is like, all right, I'm about to fucking wring your neck.
Right. My wife and some friends went to the beach for her birthday.
That's
and
good.
I hadn't.
By yourself?
I actually, well, yeah, without the kids.
That's great. Yeah.
I stayed home with them.
Good job.
But I hadn't had them by myself in a little while. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how this works.
I had grandiose plans. Like, we'll clean this and do this. And I was like, no, we're just, survived. I survived. We're good. Nobody died. Dog's still alive. We're
you're
fantastic.
Just running on fumes when the wife gets home. Yeah. Oh, thank God you're here.
Yeah. I did not step up as, I mean, I still worked like the whole week up to it. So it was a little different than before when I was just staying home the whole time. But
yeah,
they are persistent.
That's true.
And when they're
stuck,
never
go away.
When they've had only each other to play with for this whole time, right. too, it's, it, you know,
are they getting along well?
For the most part, yes, yeah. absolutely. But it's still like, you can get along 90% of the day, but there's still 10% of that, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
where they're fighting, and that's still.
I can tell when my two olders are fucking tired of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right.
Okay, one of you.
That's let's go outside.
I started
on
like,
the swing.
I'd come home and like, I'd have to figure out, okay, who's got the crazy eyes? Who's got a cabin fever today? Like, you need to come. We're going to go for a walk, or yeah. we're going to go outside. We're going to go play some video games or something.
Well, so Foster does online school right now, right?
He actually,
or
he doesn't start. He actually officially starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes. Is that when your kids was starting too?
So, I talked about this before, but Owen was going to go to kindergarten just across the street, but it was all online. And like I said, we both work and that's not possible for a kindergartner.
Right? Yeah.
Like, hey, kid, log in.
And also dumb. Like,
and dumb. Also a waste of time. And so last year he went to kindergarten and he just wasn't quite old enough. So we pulled him out and we're like, we'll try again next year.
Perfect.
Which was, it was probably
the right choice. It just kind of sucks that everything else.
Yeah, the timing of it was a clusterfuck. But this whole year, so he was having a hard time, and then we pulled him out, and like 2 months later, he's like, hey, I want to go back to that big school. And we're like, ah, shit, you know? So he's been really excited about it for like 9 months. And then, of course, the virus hits, and we're like, okay, you know, you want to wait another year? And he's just like, no, I want to go to school so bad. And we found this, or I should say my wife found this Montessori school next to our house that does some part-time stuff because it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we signed him up for 2 days of kindergarten in person in a classroom.
Oh.
So they only have like 10 kids and they keep it really small and they're super vigilant about disinfecting and wearing masks and all this stuff. So
do the kids wear masks?
Yeah, the kids wear masks.
And is there like plexiglass and like the things I was seeing?
They have tables that are separate from the other kids because they don't have that many kids.
Mm.
And so they, you know, they practice washing their hands, they wear masks, and they have these little stations. And, you know, I'm sure there's some, you know, non-ideal stuff, but what do you do?
Yeah.
And so he goes to school 2 days a week.
That's awesome.
And we were going to try to just like keep him enrolled with the public school, but you can't enroll your kid in two schools at the same time.
Yeah, that's what. So Foster had the option to either be in the online school and then have a chance to eventually attend classes mm-hmm. if they opened up, or to do just online for the year.
Yeah.
And he decided he wanted to do online for the year, but apparently that didn't actually start until tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I guess it seems like it's going to be something, because I've heard a lot of, just in the last month, is a lot of my friends' kids have started where the kid's basically just sitting in front of a screen for 6 hours. And that's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrible, especially like kindergarten. Like, what do they even teach a kindergartner for even 2 hours, even an hour, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't even, I don't know.
I think the school is obligated to provide something.
Something, but.
And they go, well, here it is.
Yeah.
You know, this is the best we can
and
do.
And it's like the last, how many months of school was off? 3 months last year?
March, April, May, June. Yeah.
And so now they're just like, okay, you're in third grade. Here's the third grade things that you're supposed to know. But they've missed out on half a second grade of second grade.
So what we found out though is that his is only like a half an hour little session, and then they have you know, they just have work that they have to do by the day, by the week or whatever.
That's what,
and then they can at any time they can contact the teacher, and so you're not dealing with the whole class. You're not dealing with
being stuck in front
and doing that.
That's how.
And then also, like, I want to. I mean, the idea of homeschooling always seems pretty intriguing to me, but I didn't want to stunt him socially. But if they're already going to be stunted socially, it's like, well, might as well.
So it's a homeschool program.
It just seems like it. I guess it's more. It fits in line more with that as like I can come home and I can work with him on things because he hasn't already been on the computer for 6 hours or something. So
with Jamie being a teacher and like knowing all the stuff and like being pretty savvy and like our kids, they're on for half hour, 45 minutes, like in the morning. And then they have some assignment that they have to work on or whatever. And then they have small groups, different times for the teacher sits down with whatever, four kids. Mm-hmm. The few times that Daniel did it, he's in kindergarten too, it was like one kid or maybe two kids. So it's him by himself with the teacher. Mm-hmm. So he's actually
doing well.
And see, I was thinking that because
And Jackson's, so they do the same thing where they get the work and the stuff, but they are just doing some, take an hour break, do some, take 2 hours break.
Is the teacher actually a teacher from that school? So our, like, what his thing is, I guess he's still enrolled technically in his school, but it's a separate
entity, completely separate thing.
Yeah. I know that the teacher used to be a teacher at his school, Palo Butte, but I don't know where she actually is. I haven't, my wife's been doing it more than I have.
Right.
My worry is that they're going to get through this year and be like, holy shit, we didn't have to pay any money for all these schools. Why don't we just do this?
Fucking hot.
They're just going to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, but and some of it sounds, but it's go. We're all making it work, right? We all have to make it work.
It's,
so
we'll find out next year.
I mean, does it work as in terms of like, when are all the kids going to actually learn things and are they going to actually,
I mean, how much do kids really learn?
Right. I mean, you learn how to take a test well is what you learn. Yeah,
exactly.
And I can, my kids got my brain. I was good at taking tests. So, you know.
Yeah.
My kids,
I can teach my kid how to take a test.
My kids have Jamie's brain.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, they got
that one. You know which one?
They have.
Do they listen? They listen and you can't let them.
They have my not liking of authority.
Well, Jackson can read, so we know he's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel's
like, I want to know how to read as soon as possible.
All right, yeah, I think they're okay.
Okay, see, I was like, read? Why? And then like 30 years later, I'm like, read?
See,
why?
My daughter, she just turned 5 on Monday.
Oh.
So she was like, we could have tried to test her in.
Yeah.
To be in kindergarten. And then, you know, obviously in the spring, we were like, well, no, we're
never mind.
Not this year. But she's kind of in the same way. She did some preschool at one place, and then we moved. And then so she did another place. And she's like, when do I get to go back to school?
Right.
We're like, I don't know. When the world stops ending? I don't know. I'm sorry.
You're like, well, it's not currently on fire, but we still have this other thing that's a problem. And November might have another thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, October is going to fucking suck all leading up to it. You know the fucking week of November is going to fucking suck.
I'm thinking.
But at least we have to cancel like Halloween.
I'm thinking about just.
I'm not canceling.
Are you going to go walk around?
We might have a solution. I don't know.
We were talking about just like having like a little party with a few friends and their kids and whatnot. And just kind of hang out. And, yeah.
What's the solution that you came up with, John?
I can't tell you.
It's a secret?
It involves Kirsten and Kaz, doesn't it?
We're all suffering together, man. Give us ideas.
Mike and Amanda's. Manufactured home park.
Okay.
Might be doing Halloween.
Hmm.
But they might only allow residents in. So we might be able to sneak in.
See, I would totally be okay with walking around, but I just don't want to be like, okay, are they going to be cool? Did they forget to turn off their light? Like, are we going to, how many people are pissing off?
I mean,
the whole holiday is you're wearing masks, you're wearing gloves and shit.
Like, you're going house to house to house to house, just like spreading whatever you
Well,
have.
All the old people can just turn their lights off.
Exactly.
It's a pretty simple solution.
But that's the thing is nobody knows what to do. we don't have
or just slingshot the shit out to the kids.
Or just leave a bowl at the by the mailbox. Rocket.
Like, yeah, all right, about that? Stand back with, I got my wrist rocket with
just a nailing Snickers kids as they walk
hold
by.
Up that, hold up your bag. Do not move.
The kid's like, I'm not even trick or treating. Just fucking
bam.
Take just these a, now and laters.
Just a local teenager.
The hardest candy you can find. Yeah. Bit of honeys. Just wha-pow.
I could probably hit somebody from across the street.
I bet you could. Yeah.
I was fun. I was thinking about dressing up
as cars. I'm on a busy road.
Breaking windows.
Yeah. I was thinking about dressing up as Mario and then getting some PVC pipe. Like,
yeah,
and making a little
candy
shoe
slides. Yeah.
And painting it green. Like the. And then
Yeah. What's the pipe sound?
Just do that every.
See, but now you could go through all that effort and then you might get like 3 trick or treaters.
Yeah, I know.
Think of how awesome that video is going to be for TikTok. Yeah,
That's all that matters anymore.
We never got anybody up there at our house. We're in kind of weird spots, like no man's land. There's no.
It's kind of scary too because it's next to Powell. You know,
it's yeah. Well, there's just not any. The closest neighbor is a locksmith that's not open.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't anything around us, so we didn't get anybody.
You'd always buy the candy and then just.
We
have
did
to
the
eat
first
it.
Year. After that, we just realized that no one was coming.
That so might end up being the solution. Is I just buy
just
some candy
it.
And be like, here's candy. And
that
like,
was, yay. Exactly. Yeah. Let's dress up dumb. Let's watch Hocus Pocus and whatever.
Well,
yeah.
My
it's
son,
a Saturday night. There's a full moon. Like we can.
Here we go. Yeah, dance out on the lawn.
Have a fire in the backyard or something.
When we went to the pumpkin patch, Owen was like, I want to dress up in my pirate costume. He'd been digging around in the basement and he found his old one.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, okay. So he dressed up today.
Oh, nice.
And was a pirate all day at the pumpkin patch.
Well,
so there you go. That counts.
He can come over for my Mario shoot.
Okay, cool.
Anytime.
I'll count on that.
Anytime in October. Just
just all year. The whole
just
month
let me know. I'll just have a full-size candy bar.
You're
going to
keep that thing the whole year.
Yeah.
It'll just stay
I
up.
Mean,
yeah.
Well, I got in trouble last year when I did the Christmas decorations.
Oh, and you left them up?
And I left them up through May.
Oh,
or the
and
year
then
before.
You still had to take them down. At that point, you might as well just leave them for Christmas, right?
Well, it was like, yeah, we'll take them down and... Then Jamie, when I went to put him back up 6 months later, she's like,
no.
She said no.
She said no.
I can't
she
trust
said,
you.
You get a 1 year break from Christmas.
That's funny.
But I would have had him perfect for quarantine because it was like, put up your Christmas lights. Are people still doing that?
For what?
For quarantine?
Remember when COVID started? They're like, everybody put up.
Oh, when
Christmas
we were all
lights.
Having fun and like making playlists and shit?
Oh, so fun in the beginning.
I don't remember having fun. Was it ever fun?
I made a pretty good COVID playlist, so we listened to it at work.
Had a lot of Enter the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, right. We know what it was on your playlist.
Got, yeah, End of the World as We Know It. And, you know.
All right, Josh. Well,
is that
nice,
it?
It was nice seeing you.
Oh,
unless
man.
You got something really awesome you want to talk about.
I wish I did.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Josh.
Yeah, thanks,
absolutely.
Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Sir, calm down. This is a McDonald's. I'll be like, my wife's dying of cancer.